This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The Regina Pats are one of three finalists across the CHL to host the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup in 2018. We'll talk to Pats governor and co-owner Anthony Marquardt on their bid. The hockey world continues to show support for former WHLer Craig Cunningham, who remains in hospital after suffering heart failure for a game last weekend. We'll hear from his junior coach for parts of five seasons, Don Hay, on his character and determination. Finally, Alex True of the Seattle Thunderbirds is the WHL Player of the Week. The Denmark native will be our guest. The Regina Pats hope to host the 2018 MasterCard Memorial Cup. They're in the running with two other OHL teams, that is the Hamilton Bid as well as the Oshawa Generals. And we have Anthony Marquardt on the phone, the Regina Pats governor and co-owner with the Queen City Sports and Entertainment Group. And Anthony, first of all, this just seems like the perfect fit, doesn't it? 100 years of Regina Pats hockey, 100 years of the Memorial Cup, and I know you guys are putting a lot into this bid.
Thanks for having me today, John. Yes, we're very excited about the possibility of hosting the 100th Memorial Cup here in Regina. First off, though, we'd like to thank our fellow owners and governors and general managers for their support in our bid, those individuals in the Western Hockey League. It's truly competitive on the ice. However, when we're off the ice, we tend to support each other. So thank you to them.
You think about this bid process. I know you last hosted the Memorial Cup, the Regina Pats did in 2001, but there has to be a lot of things going for you here. Maybe highlight why you think the Regina Pats should get that bid and get that Memorial Cup in 2018.
Well, we certainly believe there are synergies with the 100th Memorial Cup and then also our 100th year anniversary, the Regina Pats. So we believe that that connection there tells a great story of major junior hockey in this country. The second thing, though, of course, is our connection to the military. Some folks may not be aware that we are named after the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry Unit, First World War Regiment, that fought for this country and still exists today. And, of course, the Memorial Cup being named after the brave soldiers that represent Canada over the years. So those two key elements, we think there's synergies that tells a great story.
And the other side of it is being a competitive team, and we're seeing that this season out of the Pats, ranked in the CHL top 10, good this year and should be good again next season. How much do you think that plays into it, the fact that the Pats have been able to rise here the last couple of seasons?
Well, I think with any Memorial Cup bid, and especially this one, potential host city needs to demonstrate that they're a competitive team. We give full credit to John Paddock, David Struish, and Brad Haroff, who have put together a strong team this year, but we also believe we'll be very competitive for next year. So we think that greatly assists our chances in hosting as well.
This is a tough one for the hockey side, I would imagine, because you won't know the host city and host team until February. And does that maybe tie John Paddock's hands a little bit at the trade deadline, not knowing exactly what direction the team will be going in for next year?
Well, John certainly would have an opinion on that, but leave that with him. I think, though, regardless, all three teams that are bidding are placed in the same position. So not one group has a competitive advantage in advance of a trade deadline. So I think from that respect, it's fair and equitable for all.
When you look at how far the Regina Pats have come under, you know, the Queen City Sports and Entertainment Group with yourself as governor, you have to just really be proud of how it's all come together here. This is what year three, and you guys have put a competitive product on the ice, and now you're chasing these big things like the 100th MasterCard Memorial Cup. Would you ever look back and say, you know, we've accomplished some things in Regina as we march forward?
Well, we're certainly proud of what we've accomplished thus far. It's truly a team effort. We give full credit to the Parkers, who won the organization before us, in terms of putting competitive teams over the years and hosting the 2001 Memorial Cup. When we took over, we decided to run this, or attempt to run this, like a professional organization. So we brought in a chief operating officer for the business side, of course brought in John Paddock and David Struish on the hockey side. And it's great to see the guys working together, and we're happy thus far.
What's left between now and February when you hear the news? What's top of mind? What's front and center before the announcement's made?
Well, we'll be working hard to putting together our presentation. Truly, this is a celebration of hockey, 100 years of hockey here in Canada. So we want to support the Canadian Hockey League in our efforts and the messaging that will be required for the 100th year. We're very fortunate to have Sean Semple, who's the president of the Brandt Group of Companies. He's the chair of our host organizing committee. He's putting together an outstanding team that will assist us, not only in our presentation, but also coming out and working with us to deliver our message.
Well, it's a massive undertaking to host an event like this, and I know the rest of the WHL is cheering for the Regina Pats to host the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Anthony Marquardt, good luck, and we'll be watching the progress there in Regina. Thanks a lot.
Really appreciate the support. Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL continues to show support and encouragement for Craig Cunningham. The former Vancouver Giant and Portland Winterhawk remains in critical but stable condition in Tucson, Arizona, after collapsing before an American Hockey League game. I spoke with his former head coach in the WHL for parts of five seasons, Don Hay.
Well, Craig Cunningham, go back watching him grow. He came to camp as a 15-year-old, made our team as a 16-year-old. We kept him. We won the Memorial Cup that year. He played 45 games. Didn't score a goal as a 16-year-old, but, he had chances, and we just knew that he was a good fit for our group. And with him and Lance Boma and James Wright, I thought they were really a big part of the group that changed the culture and the identity of the Vancouver Giants. So it was really sad news. I know I didn't sleep very good on the bus ride home from Spokane and trying to keep touch with the situation as closely as I can.
All the word we've heard about him is just how much of a nice guy he was and what he did for your team. You mentioned change of the culture, drafted late, actually, with the Boston Bruins. A really good story for perseverance, making his way to the WHL and onto the NHL.
Well, great story. I know that, like you say, drafted late, didn't score a goal as a 16-year-old, was one of the top scorers in the league as a 19-year-old, was our captain at 20 in Vancouver and changed our identity with his work ethic and his enthusiasm and his willingness to do whatever it took to be a good player and on a good team. And, Portland wanted him at the end of his career to help them change their identity. He went to Portland, and they went on a 4 or 5 year string of being the Western Conference champion. So, he helped a couple organizations, mainly Vancouver, I would say, and, just a super young man and, from a super family.
There hasn't been a lot of updates, but I know there's a strong contingent of the WHL pulling for him, the NHL contingent, as well as Tucson there in the American Hockey League. I know we're all rooting for Craig and for the best for him and his family.
Well, we sure are, and, I get some updates daily here, and, it sounds like he's doing a little bit better, and, we can only pray and hope for him. I think that, it's out of our hands, in the hands of the doctors and the people that are caring for him. He's obviously in a good place right now in the hospital in Tucson and with family and friends. So I think that, if everybody can say a little prayer for him, I think he's a type of guy that you want to recover and go on to live a healthy life.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Alex True of the Seattle Thunderbirds is named last week's WHL Player of the Week. This after 7 points, 5 goals, 2 assists to help the Thunderbirds get 5 out of a possible 6 points. Alex, 19-year-old out of Denmark. I just want to ask you, first of all, about your WHL experience coming over from Denmark. How's it been? Is it what you expected? Has there been any surprises for you playing in the WHL?
It's been really good. It's been more than I could have thought of. Came over here to improve my game, and I think the league is really, really challenging, really, really good. So it's been really good. It's been a really good experience for me to come over here and develop, and also been really fun. So yeah.
And you're maybe playing the best hockey you've played in the league. You're coming off a 7-point week in 3 games. Tell me how it all clicked and came together for you in that 3-game stretch.
Oh yeah, that was so just really clicked those 3 games. The team played well, and the bounces just kind of went my way, I think. And that was really fun to be able to help the team win with some goals. That was really fun.
Alex, you guys are starting to get some momentum there in Seattle. Of course, you get Matthew Barzell back. You get Ryan Gropp back from pro. There has to be a belief here that you guys can make another playoff run like you did last year all the way to the WHL final.
Yeah, we have a good team, and I believe, and the team believes, that we can make a really good run out of this year again. And I think it will be exciting to see how we'll do this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Who are you playing with these days? We know that Barzell has been back with Ryan Gropp and Keegan Kolesar, but tell me about your line mates and how you were able to pick up 7 points there on the week.
I've been playing with Darman Niles, and I've played with a little bit with Matthew Wettman and Elijah Brown. It's been good playing with those guys there.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
I've been playing about them.
You have to be really excited about coming up here in late December and January. You'll represent your country of Denmark at the World Junior Championships. In fact, your pool will play out of Montreal. How much are you looking forward here to representing your country and taking on the world's best?
Yeah, it's always an honor to play and represent your country, and no better stage to do than in Canada, where it's just so much fun with the packed barns and all the crazy atmosphere and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for that, and obviously it's really fun to play against the top young players in the world. So that'll be a really fun experience.
All right, well, hey, great week for you. 7 points, 5 goals, including a hat trick against the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and best of luck to yourself and Denmark at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Montreal and Toronto. Congratulations, Alex. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guest this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.